Blackstone Audio presents Bradley by Alan Axelrod. Foreword. Understanding Omar Bradley, America's top ground commander in World War II Europe, is key to understanding the character, strengths, and institutional weaknesses of the United States Army. Unassuming, of humble roots, a teacher by temperament, Bradley held all the big jobs during and immediately after the war: Corps commander, Army commander, Army Group Commander, Army Chief of Staff, and First Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. No one left a greater imprint on the style and substance of the Army over a period of almost 60 years. Yet he has remained unappreciated. Alan Axelrod's fast-moving biography brings Bradley's character and contribution to life for a new generation of Americans and helps us understand the foundation of today's Army. Bradley's father was a schoolteacher and a coach. Growing up in 19th-century America, Bradley often walked with his father to school together, a miles-long trip. His father died early, and his mother took in boarders and did laundry to support the family. Bradley went to work for a railroad after high school. For him, West Point was little more than a paid education and a further chance to participate in sports. Not surprisingly, he wasn't high on flash and dash. Instead, he exhibited steady competence, teamwork, and loyalty. Yet, as Axelrod shows, he had the wit to work with and use Patton, however much he distrusted elements of Patton's flashing, dashing temperament. His significance as a combat leader in World War II is difficult to overstate. He participated in almost all the critical actions and decisions in North Africa and Europe, from the cleanup after the American defeat at Kasserine Pass in early 1943, through the invasion of Sicily, the planning for the cross-channel invasion, D-Day,